Let's consider the main developments in crime and punishment between the end of the Roman Empire and the end of the Middle Ages. If we start with crime, the Roman legions left in about 410, and Anglo-Saxon tribes from what is now Germany saw Britain as a wealthy and undefended country. Groups of raiders invaded and settlers came looking for what they could seize. For a while, crimes such as theft and murder increased until Anglo-Saxon law and order took over. In the Saxon period, between 450 and about 1066, most crime was theft of money, food and belongings, usually low in value. Violent crimes were in fact quite a small minority of cases. In the Norman period, between 1066 and roughly 1200, most crime was theft of money, food, belongings, which were usually of low value. Violent crimes were also a small minority of cases. And in the later Middle Ages, between roughly 1200 and 1500, most crime was theft of money, food and belongings, usually of low value. And violent crimes were a small minority of cases. So as you can see, when it comes to crime, there was a lot of continuity between the Saxons and the later Middle Ages. Let's consider policing. So, after 410, Roman law and order didn't collapse at once. The Roman civilians who were left behind tried to keep Roman methods of policing going, but without the soldiers to back them up, Roman systems gradually failed to operate. Then, between 450 and 1066, in the Saxon period, the victims of crime were expected to find criminals themselves, and what they did was they called their fellow villagers to help them. This was called the hue and cry. Also, adult men were grouped into teams called tithings. 10 men in a village worked together, and if one of these 10 men broke the law, then the other in the group had to bring him to court. Under the Normans, between 1066 and 1200, the victims again were expected to find the criminals themselves, and they also used the system of the hue and cry, and again tithings were used. And in the later Middle Ages, between roughly 1200 and 1500, the hue and cry and tithings were still used, but other government officials now helped out, such as the coroner and the sheriff. They both played a leading role in investigating crimes, and leading villagers were appointed as constables to help keep law and order. So as you can see, when it comes to policing, there is an evolutionary development. But what about when it comes to punishments? How much changed between 500 and 1500? Well, the impact of the fall of the Roman Empire basically meant that the Roman system of punishment collapsed. Clearly, punishment needs the threat of force behind it. Without the support of the legions, the Romans left behind couldn't enforce Roman laws, and after a while, the very different Anglo-Saxon system of punishments took their place. Under the Saxons, from about 450 to 1066, criminals paid compensation to their victims. This was called Wehrgeld, the blood price. Actually, surprisingly, only a few offences in the Saxon period carried the death penalty, and prisons were only used to hold the accused awaiting trial. What with the Norman conquest of 1066, punishments seemed to get a little harsher. Norman kings believed that any crime was an insult to the king's peace. They ended the system of Wehrgeld, and punishments emphasised the power of the king rather than compensating the victim. Fines were now paid to the king, and serious criminals were executed or mutilated. Prisons were still only used to hold the accused awaiting trial. In the later Middle Ages, execution and other physical punishments were still the most common form of punishment. Fines were still paid to the king, and prisons were still only used to hold the accused awaiting trial. So, in the area of punishments, we can see a mix of change and continuity. Prisons were always used simply to hold the accused awaiting trial. Whereas when it comes to fines, they weren't really used under the Romans. Under the Saxons, fines were paid to the victim, and under the Normans, fines were paid to the king. Punishments were harsh in the Roman period. They weren't as harsh in the Saxon period, but they grew harsher in the later Middle Ages. But what changed or continued in the final area? Trials. With the impact of the fall of the Roman Empire, basically, Roman trials only worked when everyone understood how they worked and there were legions to enforce the decisions. Anglo-Saxons had no knowledge of how Roman trials took place, and soon they began to enforce their own way of making legal decisions. Juries of local people in a village decided if an accused was innocent or guilty. And if they couldn't decide, then the accused underwent trial by ordeal.